This is our moment of history, and as we're walking in it, part of what it is to be a radio station here. We want to reach out to people. Mabel Louise, we were just talking about other Christian radio stations around us and how we feel a common mission to reach out to people. Here we are in October. It's letter month. So what do you think about that?
Oh, well, we need people to connect with us. This is Connect Month. And if you haven't already, do it today. It's a rainy day and you're all inside. Yep. And you can grab a pencil or a pen and drop us a note. And maybe you can make a pledge of 103.70 and have that so that can end in the, we can end in the black at the end of the year. Well, I guess I could sing my little slogan again today, and that would be rain, rain. Go away, come again some other day. In case you didn't know it, that was a little song I used to sing when I was a child. I love to be outside playing. Excuse me. And it was so much fun to be out and ride my horse and followed my dad around on the farm. And I would sing that little song if it was raining. Well, aren't you thankful, though, that it wasn't snow all day yesterday? Oh, my goodness, we'd have a lot on the ground, wouldn't we? So I guess I can say in everything, give thanks. The Lord knows what to do, and he's doing it. Aren't you glad? Well, my verse for the day is, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. How about that? One of my favorite verses. And he does give us strength. But, oh, it's hard to wait, isn't it? Well, I'm going to be talking about that today. So don't tune me out. Tune me in. And it's just such a blessing to be able to share what the Lord gave me, and I can pass it along. I visited with you on my last broadcast on the subject of Jesus made a way for us. And he has, hasn't he? Aren't you glad? And I gave you seven ways as examples of how Jesus has showed us different ways that we can take. In other words, he made a way for us. And the first teaching, I'm going to repeat them because I want you to think about it. The first was the example of respecting government officials and holding them up in prayer. Was there ever a time in the history of our country when we have needed prayer more? Oh, my goodness, we do need to pray for those who are in authority over us. They need wisdom. They need to get down to business and get the job done. Well, he said in Romans 13, pray for those who are in authority over you. So we are commanded to do just that. Then secondly, he showed us the way to resist temptation by combating Satan with God's word and then instructing you and me to do the same. So have you memorized some verses that you can use when you know Satan is out to get you? And oh my goodness, isn't he working overtime today? Yeah, he knows the Lord is coming back. And he's got to get his job done. Well, we know that as greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. That's a good one to have memorized and to answer Satan's tugs. Here's another good one. It's found over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mightily through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's a good one to memorize, too. Then, thirdly, Jesus taught us submission by showing us his own example of being submitted to his own Father and then dying on the cross for your sins and for mine. Then fourthly, Jesus taught us the way and how to pray by giving us the example of the Lord's Prayer. Then fifthly, Jesus taught us the way to be loving and thoughtful to children. He laid his hands on them and instructed the disciples to allow the little children to come unto him. Then sixthly, Jesus taught us the way by being kind and thoughtful toward those who were hurting. Yes, he healed the sick. He comforted those who had lost loved ones in health. He healed broken hearts. And oh my goodness, I could go on and on with so many ways that Jesus was used and did use to comfort. He wants us to do the same. That's right. He wants us to show compassion toward others. And then I ended my broadcast with the last and the urgent one, and that is, that showed us the most important way. That is, he told us how. John 14:6. Let me quote it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So Jesus is the way to everlasting life. The Bible is really full of examples where Jesus is showing us how to live and encouraging us to follow him and go his way. The truth is, most of us like going our own way, making our own way, and then asking the Lord to go out of his way to help us to get out of trouble. I'm reminded of Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Say it with me. I'm sure you know it. Lean not on your own understanding. That's the key there. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I'm sure if you've tuned into my broadcast, the past, you've heard me say the Mabel Louise version is, excuse me, don't try to figure it out. Just follow the Lord's leading. Well, in light of all of this, I thought it would be so good to examine the lives of Moses and Jonah and take note of what happened when they decided to go their own way. So I'll begin with Moses and what he experienced in his life. If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know how Moses was born at the time the king of Egypt had resolved to destroy every newly born male child among the Israelites. His mother placed baby Moses in a basket. She placed him among the bulrushes in the Nile River, and Pharaoh's daughter rescued him, adopted him as her own son. And believe it or not, a miracle, she hired Moses' mother for Miriam's suggestion to nurse baby Moses until he was weaned. No doubt, even after he was a teenager, he checked in with his own real parents, even though he was moved to the palace. Moses' mother's name was Jochebed. She taught Moses the scriptures, so he was well aware of the king's tactics in forcing the Israelites into slavery and those horrible circumstances. Let me turn to the scriptures and read what happened when Moses turned from a positive to a negative by going his own way. I have the scriptures from Exodus 2, verse 11 to 20. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. He spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. He looked this way and he looked that way, and when he saw there was no man around, he killed the Egyptian, and he hid his body in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together and said to him that did the wrong, "Wherefore did you smite that fellow?" And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Oh, and Moses was afraid and said, "Surely this thing is well known." So now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and went to the land of Midian. And he sat down by the well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters. They came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's sheep. The shepherds came and drove those girls away. But Moses stood up, helped them, and watered their flock. And when they returned home, their father said, "How is it you are home so early?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds and drew water enough for us and watered the flock." So he said to his daughters, "Where is he? Call him and let him eat bread." In other words, invite him for supper. Well, the rest of the story is that Moses came to their home and had supper with Reuel, the girl's father, and he hired Moses to become their official shepherd, excuse me, of the flock that he watered. And later on, Moses even married one of the seven daughters. Moses faced a challenge. Yes, he had a decision to make. Do I go God's way or do I go my way? He made the choice of allowing his anger to win, and he killed a man. After all, he knew the Ten Commandments, which says, "Thou shalt not kill." But he chose his own way of revenge. In haste, without taking time to wait on the Lord, to seek the Lord, yes, he made the wrong decision, and he had to pay a price. How many of us follow that same path and have been guilty of doing something in haste and wishing over and over, if only I had waited? Matthew 6:33 comes to my mind, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." And here is another promise. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If only Moses had prayed first and shared the burden of his heart with the Lord and asked him for his will and his guidance, you know what? He could have avoided 40 years of time spent out there in the desert tending the sheep, which, by the way, was the lowest occupation of the land. Yes, he went from the palace to the desert as a vagabond. What happened? You know how I like to ponder the scriptures. I want to give you what the Lord taught me. I'm almost out of time, so I'll just give you my first thought, and that was this. Moses placed his focus on the event at hand and not on the big picture. He forgot that the Lord was well aware of the difficult situation, but that he had a long-range plan, even appointing Moses himself to bring them out of slavery. How about that? Isn't it easy to forget that our Lord has all knowledge, all power? He knows the end from the beginning. And let me add, he will lead us in every situation of our lives if we just have patience and wait on him. I don't know about you, but I need this lesson today. So stay tuned to my next broadcast, please, and let me finish this message. I think it will bless you. It has mine as I've prepared it. God bless you. Bye-bye.